That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. And we begin in San Francisco with a man named Hall, who was acquitted last week of breaking into his ex-fiancée's house and assaulting her new lover. But it's actually a longer story than just that sentence. It began on March 25th when Hall broke off plans to marry his 34-year-old fiancée. The two had met in a hacky sack circle in early February and announced plans to marry just 2 weeks later, but the relationship quickly turned tumultuous and they broke up on March 25th, and that's when Hall took his few possessions and moved out of his fiancée's home and into a tree. Yes, he moved into a tree at McLaren Park. But as Hall climbed the tree and attempted to sleep that first night, he became cold, and so he decided to just go home. His ex-fiancée was out of the house at the time, so Hall curled up under a tarp near her backyard bushes, and then at 10 o'clock, the ex-fiancée, who had been at the movies with a new male friend, came home. The new friend happened to be a former U.S. Marine with extensive combat training, and I think you can see where this may be going. As the woman and the Marine talked in the kitchen, they heard noises outside, decided to investigate. She grabbed a knife, he grabbed a frying pan, they went outside, and that's when Hall started yelling and charging them. The woman closed and locked the door in Hall's face, but his hand went through the window pane, and then he reached in and opened the door. And once inside, he grabbed the Marine, demanding to know who he was, and the two fell backwards, and they scuffled for 90 seconds before the Marine, again, combat training, he put Hall in a headlock and encouraged him to, "Dude, take some deep breaths, relax." During the fight, the woman ran out of the house, went to a neighbor, and said, "My boyfriend is going to kill this new friend of mine." So the neighbor comes running out of his house shirtless. I'm trying to paint a whole picture for you here. He comes running out of his house shirtless, armed with an aerosol can of bear repellent. They all get Hall out of the house. Then he kicks the door, and that prompts the neighbor to open the door and spray him in the face with bear mace. Hall's a little more freaked out at this point. He picks up a rock, hurls it at the door, then runs away. He was arrested several hours later. Now, I told you at the beginning of this, he was not convicted of assault or breaking and entering. Why? Well, first of all, the Marine wasn't hurt. And second of all, it turns out that he had a pretty good lawyer who made the case that you cannot commit burglary if you have the right to be in a building. He told the jury Mr. Hall had paid rent, he had made improvements to the house, and he still had some of his belongings inside. So it's not breaking and entering, it's just entering his own house. The lawyer went on to say there was no doubt that Mr. Hall had a terrible night, but this case was grossly overcharged. So instead of a possible 7 years in the slammer for felony assault, Hall ends up getting found guilty of misdemeanor vandalism, and that's it. Then we have a similar story out of Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, where deputies responded to a call from a woman who reported her husband had been attacked by a stranger. They told investigators that a man was pounding on their door around 11:10 p.m. last week. The husband answered the door to find a stranger who forced his way into the residence and started choking the husband. They struggled until the husband was able to get free, and that's when the stranger, the guy who had knocked on the door, he looked at the husband and said, "Oh, you're the wrong guy," and then he ran away. The husband and the wife gave deputies a description of the guy and the vehicle he was using. They located him a little while later. His name turned out to be David Lord. He told the cops that he thought his girlfriend was cheating on him and he wanted to confront the guy he had seen her with earlier in the day, and he just went to the wrong house, knocked on the wrong door. He apologized and left, but the cops took him off to jail. And we finish with another 911 butt-dialing story from McAllister, Oklahoma, where a police dispatcher answered the 911 number and heard two men discussing what they were taking from a house they'd broken into. Officers went to the house, but the burglars had already left. They were able to follow a trail to a nearby jewelry store, found one of the suspects inside, turned out to be Peyton Brewer, 23-year-old son of the town's fire chief. So he was arrested. But they found out he was not the one who had butt-dialed 911. They're still looking for the other suspect, while Brewer faces felony counts of burglary and concealing stolen property. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from America Weekend. America Weekend.